USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump lashed out at the media for its coverage of the North Carolina rally with chants of "Send her back" directed at Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. He says he discouraged the chants. The president now says,
"Those are incredible people. Those are incredible patriots."
German Chancellor Angela Merkel told reporters through an interpreter,
"I distance myself from this decidedly and stand in solidarity with the women who were attacked."
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau also denounced the comments.
"I want everyone in Canada to know that those comments are completely unacceptable."
Also, British Prime Minister Theresa May said the president's language was completely unacceptable. On Wall Street, stocks closed lower. The Dow was down 69 points, the S&P down 19, and the NASDAQ down 60. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A sweltering heat dome about 2,000 miles wide is hanging over the U.S., causing dangerous conditions. Four people are confirmed dead due to the heat in Maryland. In northern Wisconsin,
the heat is a good change of pace. We don't get a lot of it here.
Temperatures have reached into the 90s there.
I drink water or pour water on my head.
You know what? If it's hot, go find a lake and jump in.
The excessive heat wave is supposed to end on Sunday. Energy experts say recent seizures and attacks aimed at oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz will raise insurance rates for shipping companies and, if unchecked, could reduce tanker traffic in the vital shipping waterway. According to the Wall Street Journal, Equifax will pay around $700 million to settle with the Federal Trade Commission over a 2017 data breach that exposed Social Security numbers and other private information of nearly 150 million people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A new study shows taking vitamins doesn't help you live longer or reduce your risk of cardiovascular problems. USA's John Clemens reports.
It's often been said you can't out-supplement a diet that is unhealthy. Dr. Andrew Chow is with the Council for Responsible Nutrition.
One of the important roles that supplements play is to help fill those nutrient gaps that are left by a suboptimal diet. They're not a replacement for the diet. They are a supplement to the diet. Hence, the name fits perfectly.
Many Americans attempt a perfect diet, but miss the mark.
We all strive, perhaps, some more than others, to try to obtain a perfect or an optimal diet, but more often than not, we fall short.
I'm John Clemens.
Another airline is extending cancellations of the Boeing 737 MAX. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Southwest Airlines now says it won't fly its 737 MAX models until at least November, or maybe even longer. The move follows similar recent schedule changes by American and United Airlines. It now means that cancellations of about 180 flights a day out of about 4,000 Southwest flights will occur, and it's due to the continued uncertainty over when those MAXs will be certified again after two fatal crashes involving them within 5 months killed 346 people. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.